Hello, I'd like to thank you for joining us on episode 7 of the Efficient Homestead Podcast. Today I'm sitting out here, actually sitting on the lawnmower, getting ready to start mowing. It's been raining a lot for the last couple of weeks. I haven't had a chance to mow until today. Actually took off work today to mow. I've already push mowed around the inside of the garden fence, and so it's looking pretty good, but now I'm sitting on the riding mower, getting ready to go. Thought I'd stop and talk to you guys for just a little bit. I was able to get in the garden last night for the first time in what seems like forever between work and the rain and everything. The tomatoes, let me just turn around here where I can look at it. The tomatoes are all looking good. We was having some trouble with the early girl tomato, but she seems to have made a great recovery. Super Sweet 100 looks good. The Husky Cherry Red, it's looking pretty good. The Romas, we bought 4 Roma tomato plants from Riddle Plant Farm, and they are all looking outstanding. Big, thick bases, growing up really good. Marigolds, we got planted in with them as a companion planting. We're trying that this year. They're all looking healthy. We've got the onions next to that and another raised bed, and the beets. I got in there and thinned out the beets a little bit. Looks like we're going to have maybe 30 good beet plants. Still don't have very good carrot productivity. Carrots are not looking good at all. Probably just need to turn all that back in and reseed them. And then maybe plant some more beets. Get a little succession planting going on there. I posted some broccoli pictures on the Facebook page. And I'm not sure if I'm... This is the first time we've ever grown broccoli. First time we've actually got it to put on broccoli heads anyhow. And I'm not sure if I'm to the point where I need to cut it or not. It's dang near as big as my hand. One of them, we've got 4 plants. And one of them's pretty good size. The other one, probably about the size of a baseball. I think I'm going to let them go for just a little bit longer. The Brussels sprouts next to that, they are not putting anything on. The plants look good, but they haven't started to grow Brussels sprouts yet. Same thing with the cauliflower. We've got 4 of each plant in a 4x8 raised bed. And like I say, the plants are looking real good, but the only thing putting anything on right now is just the broccoli. We do have some cabbage worms starting to get on them. Plan for today is to spray that with some BT and put down some diatomaceous earth and try to get a handle on that. In the big part of the garden, we've got a 20-foot by 20-foot garden area that we've got surrounded by flashing and landscape timbers. Try to keep the water from running through. And it seems to do a pretty good job. We do have one little ravine from all this rain. It washed out part of it. Luckily, we didn't have anything planted in there yet. That's where the okra is going to go. Hopefully this weekend. We've got to get that in the ground. We've got a couple of hills of zucchini and a couple of hills of yellow squash. They're all looking good. The cantaloupes are looking pretty good. We got 2 plants, and one of them looks really good. The other one doesn't look quite as good. I think maybe it got too much water. Hopefully we can get some sunshine on them next few days. Hopefully it's supposed to rain Saturday again, which is a couple of days from now. So. And hopefully we can get some things going. The cucumbers, I have 4 hills of cucumbers. And 3 of them, we planted those with seed. And 3 of them are doing really good. They all had maybe 6 plants on each one. So I started to thin those. And the other hill, the 4th hill, it wasn't doing anything. So I got the bright idea that instead of pulling out those plants that I was going to thin, I kind of dug them up and got some dirt with them and transplanted those onto the 4th hill where there weren't any. So we'll see how that goes. I thought that'd be quicker than trying to reseed it if they'll take off. They look pretty good today. I did that yesterday evening, and this morning still they look really good. So I think that's going to be okay. Let me get a drink of coffee here and we'll be right back. Whenever we started this blog and the podcast and all this stuff, I promised you that I'd tell you about our successes and our failures. So, probably one of my failures so far to date, anyhow, is the raised beds that we did with the cinder blocks. We have the cinder blocks are laying with the holes up, just stacked around in a rectangle, end to end. No mortar, no anything. We actually laid down some landscape fabric, some weed barrier on the ground, the same size, and cut it to the same size and shape as what our rectangle came out with the cinder blocks. And so they're just open holes. We didn't put any dirt or anything in them. Like I said, nothing in between. And now the grass, the Bermuda grass, has grown up into the holes of the cinder block through the landscape fabric, or around it, I'm not sure. And it's creating quite the struggle to keep the weeds, keep that Bermuda grass from growing out into the garden. So I think if I had to do it all over again, instead of laying that landscape fabric down flat onto the on the ground, I would probably make my rectangle with the cinder blocks and then put my landscape fabric down in that, you know, like make it like a pond and then fill that up with dirt. If you've had any success with using cinder blocks as a raised bed and been able to keep the Bermuda grass out, if you would please email me at theefficienthomestead@gmail.com and let me know what I'm doing wrong or what I could do better. I'd really like to get this cinder block thing to work out a little better than it has. It's not working too bad, but just, man, that constant fight with the Bermuda grass is, I feel like I'm losing the battle here. So that would be great if you could email that. And if I get some good ideas from some of y'all, I will be sure and share that here on the podcast. And I'll give you guys credit for it if you want. You can leave your name. So like I said, I'm getting ready to go mow. Sitting here looking out over the homestead. The chickens are pecking around in the chicken yard. They're a little angry because they want to be let out so they can free range. But I'm not going to let them out until I finish mowing, because they have a tendency to get in the way. I guess I scare up a bunch of bugs whenever I mow, and they kind of like the bugs. So, sitting here looking at the irises are blooming. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous day sitting here in the shade. It's a little bit warm out in the sunshine. It's supposed to be 90 degrees. I know, looking on Facebook group, some of you guys up in the northern climates still talking about fighting snow and hard freezes overnight, things like that. Man, I feel bad for y'all. It's going to be a beautiful day here today, for sure. I'm going to take one more sip of this cold coffee. Our plans coming up. We're going to try to get in this garden, hopefully maybe later on today or tomorrow. I got to till up this one corner where I'm going to put the okra. It's got grass sprouted back in it, so I'm going to till that up and have it to rake it back out. Try to get some of that grass out of it and get the okra planted. We got bush beans still yet to plant, but it's still pretty early in the May here. Well, middle of May, I guess. So hopefully we're not too far behind. Like I said, it's just now really starting to warm up. We've been having so much rainy weather. So we're going to try to get that done. We've got to get the trim on the chicken coop. This will probably be a good weekend to do that. Still got to build the gate for the garden fence. I've been promising you guys for a while that I was going to get that done. But I haven't got it done yet, so, you know, maybe this weekend. We have had a couple of lazy weekends last couple. We had Mother's Day last weekend. Instead of doing anything around here, we went out and did some shopping and went on a Mother's Day hike at Redbud Valley Nature Preserve. If you guys live anywhere in northeast Oklahoma, then y'all should go check that out. It's over around Catoosa. if y'all are familiar with the area. If not, you can just Google Redbud Valley Nature Preserve, and I'm sure you'll find all the information you need on that. It's about a mile and a half, 2 mile, I guess, walking trail. Goes around the nature preserve. It's a little bit rugged, but it is kid friendly. We've had 4 or 5 year olds on it pretty frequently, and there's a lot to see. They've got a nature center that has some interesting stuff inside of that, some fossils and some information on some of the wildlife and the geology of the area. So that's pretty cool. And let's see, what else are we going to do this weekend coming up? That's probably going to be about it, to be honest with you. If we get all that done, I'm going to call it a win. And at least I'm going to get to enjoy the day today. I do have to work all day tomorrow, but luckily I don't have to work weekends, so I got that going for me. Well, that's all I've got for this week's episode. I do appreciate you guys tuning in. It's really, really pretty uplifting to look at the stats on the podcast players and see the numbers. You guys listening to the podcast, hope y'all are enjoying it. I haven't gotten any negative feedback, so I must be doing something right. You guys keep tuning in, and it means the world to me to see that. If you guys just give me a shout, my email address again is theefficienthomestead@gmail.com. You can check us out on Facebook as well. And we have a YouTube channel now. We got some videos on there, the ducks. Most of my videos are entitled Baby Ducks, but they're really not so much babies anymore. They're getting pretty big. And that's about all I've got for this week. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure and head over to the website at theefficienthomestead.com and leave us a comment, read some of the articles there, and we'd love to have you. Love to see you over there. And remember, if you're not following your dream, you're helping somebody else follow theirs.